Chapter 6. The Summit Showdown. The Johannesburg skyline gleamed against the rising sun as Grace and Ethan stepped into the African Innovation Summit. The venue buzzed with energy, entrepreneurs from all corners of Africa, investors, and tech enthusiasts, all vying for the spotlight, eager to witness or be part of the next big thing. For Grace, this moment felt monumental, a culmination of sleepless nights, passion, and an unwavering belief in their idea. Ethan's eyes shone with excitement. "This is it, Grace. The moment we've been working for." Grace smiled, but her stomach churned with nervous energy. She had presented in front of large audiences before, but this was different. This was their shot at taking their business, their dream, to the next level. The stakes had never been higher. "Are you ready?" Ethan asked, his voice steady, giving her the reassurance she desperately needed. Grace nodded, though her heart was pounding. She was grateful for Ethan's calm presence. He had always been able to balance her out, especially when the pressure mounted. But even as they prepared to face one of the biggest challenges of their professional lives, she couldn't help but feel the weight of something deeper. This pitch wasn't just about business. It was about their journey together, a journey that had intertwined both love and ambition. The day unfolded in a blur of presentations, networking, and discussions. Grace and Ethan watched as other startups presented innovative solutions, from agriculture to fintech. The competition was fierce, and the judges, a panel of seasoned investors and tech leaders, were ruthless in their questioning. As their turn approached, Grace took a deep breath. Ethan turned to her and gave her a reassuring squeeze. "We've got this. We are ready." They walked onto the stage, greeted by a packed room of investors, innovators, and media. The lights felt blinding, but Grace forced herself to focus on the task at hand. Ethan began their presentation, his voice commanding but warm, effortlessly drawing in the audience as he painted a picture of their vision. He spoke about the potential impact of their platform, how it would revolutionize the way African businesses operated, giving artisans and small business owners the tools they needed to compete on a global scale. Then it was Grace's turn. She dove into the technical details, explaining how they had used artificial intelligence and machine learning to predict market trends and optimize business operations. She spoke with confidence, even as her heart raced. The audience was engaged, their eyes fixed on the screen behind her as she demonstrated the platform's capabilities in real time. As they wrapped up, the room erupted in applause, but the real test was yet to come. The judges were known for their tough questions, and Grace braced herself as the first judge leaned into the microphone. "You've built an impressive platform," the judge said, her expression serious. "But what's to stop competitors from replicating this idea? How do you ensure long-term sustainability?" Grace didn't hesitate. "Our platform's strength lies in its ability to adapt. We've built an AI model that continuously learns from market trends, meaning the more data it processes, the more accurate and valuable it becomes. Competitors may try to replicate the idea, but our model's intelligence will grow stronger with time, making it increasingly difficult to catch up." The judges nodded, seemingly satisfied with her response. The questions continued, but Grace and Ethan handled them smoothly, drawing on their deep knowledge and passion for the project. By the time the Q&A ended, Grace felt a surge of relief wash over her. As they left the stage, Ethan turned to her with a grin. "We did it." Grace exhaled, her shoulders relaxing for the first time all day. "We really did." But the day wasn't over yet. The judges would take hours to deliberate, and the suspense of waiting felt like a new kind of torture. Grace and Ethan spent the next few hours mingling with other entrepreneurs, discussing potential partnerships, and trying to keep their minds off the impending results. Later that evening, as the sun began to set over Johannesburg, the summit's final ceremony began. The air was thick with anticipation as the top startups were announced. Grace held her breath as the judges read through the names, her heart pounding in her chest. And now, for the grand prize, the head judge's voice echoed through the hall. The winner of the African Innovation Summit, for their groundbreaking platform empowering African businesses, is Grace Mensah and Ethan Ofori of Bizconnect Africa. The room erupted in applause, but Grace barely heard it. She turned to Ethan, her eyes wide with disbelief. "We won," she whispered, her voice shaky. Ethan laughed, pulling her into a tight embrace. "We won," he repeated, louder this time, and the reality of their achievements began to sink in. As they walked onto the stage to accept their award, Grace felt a mix of emotions, joy, relief, pride. This moment was the culmination of months of hard work, passion, and determination. But more than that, it was a testament to the partnership she and Ethan had built, both in business and in love.